It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2, Porto 0. It's Dan Morgan, Paul Cope and Sean Rogers to go through this one. Quite a routine win for Liverpool in the end, in a game they were already qualified from, but quite a bit to get into. I'll just run into some stats from the LFC website. Passing accuracy throughout the contest, Liverpool 69%, Porto 59%. Crosses 17 from Liverpool to 11 Porto. Shots outside the box, Liverpool had 7 to Porto's 1. Shots inside, Liverpool only had 4 to Porto's 8. Quite a telling stat that over the last two. Shot accuracy, Liverpool 45.5% to Porto 11.1. And interceptions, Liverpool's 5 to Porto's 11. I'm sure they'll have some relevance as we go on. But Paul, when you see the lineup, what you expected in the main from Klopp?
Yeah, pretty much. I think there's always, things you can question about it and debate about it. I think there's always things that are interesting as well, more from a who's in and doesn't get rested than the other way around. Like, I wasn't surprised to see Morton start. I think the noise around him, the talk around him, it was almost the perfect opportunity for him in a game where there's very little risk. You can put him around senior pros. But I always think it's interesting when the likes of Salah and Mane are still there, Matip especially, still there. And it's one of those where, we touched on it last time, you have to trust they have far more information than we have. And I suppose Matip in particular, from a history of injury problems, it's always interesting when he plays a few games in a row when he doesn't need to. So maybe whether something's changed in the stuff they're seeing around him, or maybe, I think Sean said in our WhatsApp group, maybe it's just the plan is he doesn't play against Southampton. And then Salah and Mane, like, it's fascinating, I think. And I think this often comes back to, you might want to, in an ideal world, like Van Dijk gets a rest because you're trying to manage him. And in an ideal world, you might say, we want to rest Salah and we want to rest Mane, but especially Salah. I can imagine there's a massive chat in the coach's room at Kirby saying, who wants to tell him? Like, who wants to tell Mo Salah he doesn't get to play a game of footy? Because there are certain footballers, and we've seen this over the years, who, for whatever reason, I'm touching all wherever, as much wood as we can as I say this, like, they just seem like they can keep going. Like, physically immense, becoming more of a physical specimen. I'm starting to equate him more and more to Ronaldo's physical development over the years that we've seen. Like that single-mindedness of, if the one thing, and I actually think this came off the back of, say, thinking out loud for the first time, Ramos in the Champions League final. I think that there was just a massive element inside Mo Salah that day of, that will never happen to me again. And it happened at the weekend. Someone like a foot bigger than him ran into him and just bounced off him. And I think just physically, you see him when he takes his shirt off now, he's ridiculous. So, off on a bit of a tangent, but more than anything for me, it was the players that stayed in that was, there were talking points around, rather than the ones who were left out.